You know, it was a very surreal morning. I woke up and I saw the text. You know, everybody got the same text. And I stepped outside and I couldn't, for a second there, I couldn't believe it was actually happening. I couldn't believe that I would actually live to see this day. And I walked outside and it was so quiet. Nobody was in the streets. There were no cars driving by. And I got the sense that nobody knew what to do. You know, people were staying indoors. People were closing their windows in case of a missile attack. And the first thought that came to my mind is I've got to get a hold of my wife. And I tried calling her numerous times, but the lines were full because I assumed that everyone else was trying to call their loved one. And it was just a very uneasy but yet surreal calm before the storm feeling. I couldn't get a hold of my wife, Kinsey, so I really just used that time to contemplate life and to see if these really were the last few minutes before a missile hit, if I was prepared to die, and if I knew what to do in that circumstance. And so what seemed like maybe it was just a false alarm on the news stories, but over here in the islands, it was a very surreal moment. And it felt very real to a lot of us here on the island as we were preparing and essentially getting our last few minutes of life together. It's definitely something I don't want to do again. And I would hate for other people to have to experience that. But it really goes to show that maybe we're not as prepared as we think we are. And a crazy thing is the alarms over here on this side of the island, none of them went off. And that's why I said it was really quiet over here. So people were getting this message, but there was no alarm. So there was this mass confusion where we lived, where nobody really knew what to do. And there are no shelters for us over here. So essentially during that period, you have to accept that you can very well die, because there was no shelter. So a lot of us just stayed in. That was the next best thing we could think of. And I finally got a hold of my wife, and she was safe, got everybody in the bunker. And that's when we found out it was a false alarm. You know, I tried calling people to come stay with me, but by the time we heard it was a false alarm, then people were finally starting to come over to my house. So it was very quick. It all happened very quick.